Rave Radio. It's Monday, March 11th, and this is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves are part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Atlas Sound. You can check them out at atlassound.com. And I want to talk to you about a special announcement that Almo has today. And I've got Melody Craigmile, VP of Marketing for Almo. Did I get that right, Melody? You're VP of Marketing, right?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as you know, Almo is a big distributor in the AV industry. And for the last 4 years, now 5 years, starting tomorrow, I've been going around with Almo, and I've been their keynote speaker. And for a year of that, a couple of years ago, I went around, and part of my keynote was talking about how integrators, AV integrators, need to get into digital signage. And really, the big opportunity in digital signage is not just in the hardware side of it or in the content delivery side of it from a networking standpoint, but the real money is in the creative. And that's the toughest part, Melody, right? That's the toughest part that integrators have had getting into digital signage. Would you agree?
I would totally agree with you because, you know, it is a totally different way of thinking. The creative world is just usually very foreign to most integrators who are just dealing with hardware, right? And so now you're getting into, you know, the ins and outs of the client's business objectives and their graphic standards and visually how they want to display themselves, the nuances of what holds people's attention and what doesn't. And then also, you know, ad revenue. You know, how do you do that? Is the customer going to do ad revenue? What is this all about? So it's very foreign to most integrators, and but like you said, a very big opportunity.
And so the big announcement is, and we're excited that we're the first ones to tell people about it, and I've been telling integrators they need to get into that segment of the industry, and now you can really easily, because Almo is going to start a creative services division. You've started a creative services division specifically to design digital signage content for integrators that can be white labeled, branded, in other words, as an integrator's product so they can resell it to their customers.
Yes, so that is very exciting for us. This is something that we have heard at shows over and over again. People come on our booth and say, "Wow, how did you do the content?" I mean, it's really not, the hardware is great, but the first question we get, where did you get the content? How did you do the content? So now through, you know, these years of experience that we have had dealing with integrators and these questions, we've created several different services that they can choose from. We have some of the most popular packages. One would be for menu board design. Another will be for live TV with what they call an L bar, which would be an opportunity for putting like drink specials, seasonal menus, those sorts of things. A welcome lobby sign. So those are the three most popular sort of packages. And then we're also going to be offering a stock library of 4K video clips. Stunning, everything from outdoor scenery, sports, lifestyles, and everything else in between. And then finally, custom offerings. So if somebody wants a completely custom system, video walls, 2x2, 3x3, wayfinding, directories, interactive kiosks, all of those sorts of things. So we have resources to produce essentially anything that their end user has a vision for.
Well, it's a great idea. No other distributor is doing a service like this. But what's great about it, quite honestly, is it's an easy way for all the integrators who buy from Almo to get into offering the creative side of digital signage. So now when you go in and bid a job, you can bid the hardware, you can bid the integration, you can bid the connectivity to the network and the 24-hour, 7, 365, keeping the network operational, the digital signage network operational. But you can also stick in there the creative side of it, which is something that everybody's been afraid of doing. Because creative is more than PowerPoint, but it's less than what an ad agency does. And you don't need the kind of creative that an ad agency has. You need something in between. And My seminar or the presentation I did for Almo a couple of years ago encouraged integrators to go out and hire college students straight out of graphics design programs in colleges, and I still encourage you to do that. I mean, the best way is to have your own creative services group, And what you can do is augment that or start it with what Almo is offering. So that's a good way for you to get into it. And so Almo can sort of jumpstart you into it, and then you once you feel comfortable, you can sort of run with it as you go. So this is a great way for you to not only get into it, but if you decide you don't want to hire those creative services people, then you have a resource, Almo, that you can go to, and they'll do it for you.
Yeah, Gary, we're going to have a class at our E4 in Dallas tomorrow on content creation. And the course actually kind of goes through some of those options. You know, what if you want to get into content creation, what can you do? Yeah, you can go out and hire those designers. You can go to an ad agency. You can partner with somebody, you know, like Almo that has these services. We have the expertise on the hardware, the players, you know, the touch technology, so we can help marry up those two elements, or actually the entire system, with, you know, what they're going to be installing. So we're very excited about it. We think this is going to be something that Almo resellers can differentiate themselves with, and really start looking up to a new horizon, which is a theme of our event, to augment their business with services like the content.
Well, if you are listening to this podcast now, go look at the description of this podcast. We have a link in the description directly to the website on Almo's website of exactly how you can learn more about these services. You can, of course, attend the Almo E4 AV Tour tomorrow in Dallas at the Hyatt Regency. That's a good way for you to learn about it. And, of course, if you're also in Orlando in April, that's the next stop. You can learn about it there. Or you can contact Almo directly.
Yeah, they can actually just email contentcreation@almo.com, and we have somebody that is dedicated on that team just to walk you through, understand the offerings, give you some examples, and you know, start the dialogue of how this project would work, how the relationship between our content people and the dealer and the end user all work, and just get you started.
That's perfect. I think it's a great idea. I'm not just saying that because I'm speaking at your tour tomorrow. Those integrators that know me and have heard me talking about and been a big evangelist for digital signage will tell you that this is a missing element in our industry. And quite honestly, I'm glad you're doing it and I know you probably don't want to hear this, Melody, but I'm glad you're doing it because that means your competition is going to do it, and that means others are going to do it, which means it's going to propel our industry. You could literally be the springboard for getting our industry into the creative side. And the creative side doesn't just count for digital signage. You think about all the live events stuff that our industry does, and you think about all the content that is being displayed in all these rooms that we're putting in. This could really sort of be the pivotal point that sort of shifts our industry more into a services business rather than just a hardware business. So I congratulate you or whoever's idea it was to do that. I'm excited about it. I think you'll do really well with it, and I think you're really going to help the integrator out, especially if your people are really creative. So I wish you guys the best. And like I said, we have a link to exactly how you can learn more, and you can also email, what was the email address again, Melody?
contentcreation@almo.com.
Excellent. So this is Gary Kay. You've been listening to my Daily Rants and Raves with a big scoop. Thanks, Melody, for giving us the scoop, and I will see you tomorrow in Dallas.
Okay. Thanks, Gary.